Frequency Cast. Startup in progress.
Welcome to Frequency Cast. My name's Carl, and here's our resident technologist, Pete.
Hi there.
So, Pete, tell us a little bit about this Frequency Cast.
Okay, it's a brand new podcast that's been put together by the team behind the UK broadcasting site radioandtelly.co.uk and by the team behind the mobile techie site filesaveas.com. Our plan is to try and cover a whole range of technologies, including digital TV and radio, internet, mobile phones, PDAs, and handheld sat-nav equipment.
And how often are you intending on doing this?
I think we should try and aim to do this about once a month, but we are really going to be looking to your feedback on how well this podcast is going to go and how frequently we should make it.
So the entire show's led by feedback, is it?
Absolutely, and that's where we want people listening to this podcast to get in touch. Two ways that can be done. Firstly, through the internet, www.frequencycast.co.uk.
And the other way, of course, my favourite, telephones, because I'm used to those now, on our pod line, which is 0208 133 4567. That's 0208 133 4567.
So who's the team behind Frequency Cast then? Well, sitting next to me is my my colleague here, Carl. He's from the music business. He's also done a fair amount of radio in his time. He's one of the few people left in the world today that doesn't own a mobile.
They are scary.
Yeah.
And Pete is a technologist, and he's from the broadcasting and IT world. He's a gadget geek and loves every gadget in the world, thinks they're all neat, would be James Bond, but refuses to wear a dinner suit. So here's what's coming up in our first Frequency Cast. A look at what's new in the world of TV, radio and the internet in the UK. We'll focus in on a new technology, and today we're looking at an IPTV, whatever that is. And finally, a look at some questions in our postbag. Let's get started with the news.
Frequency Cast. Now loading. News.
First off, we've now got some news in of the BBC's plans for HD TV in the UK. Testing starts in May 2006 with the BBC's first HD broadcast on June 9th, which is the Germany-Costa Rica World Cup game. The World Cup final on the 9th of July will of course be screened in HD, and there are plans for HD coverage of Wimbledon, the BBC Proms and a number of other drama and natural history shows.
Let me get this right. HD TV, yeah?
Yes, sorry, I forgot. High definition television.
High definition television. And what does that mean exactly?
The plan for in the next couple of years, television is going to be revolutionised by HD TV. And basically, the existing TV pictures that you're used to seeing consist of a number of lines, 576 lines, but the new TV goes up to 1,080 lines, which actually means you get four times the number of pixels. So you get much sharper pictures, higher picture definition, higher quality, and better sound.
Right, so it's not a sexually transmitted disease for televisions?
No, that's something else that we'll talk about privately afterwards.
Right, so more pixels, better quality picture, worthwhile having them.
Very much so, but it's going to be a little while yet because the content isn't out there. At the moment, there's only going to be about four or five channels of HD at launch, and it's going to be a while before it becomes sort of mainstream. The second item on the same subject, satellite TV, Sky TV are offering an exclusive web-only offer until the 1st of May 2006. Sky are offering the first 3 months subscription half price, which could be as low as £7.50. They're also offering free installation, free box and a £10 credit off your first bill. More on this on the Sky site, or you can find that on our site as well, frequencycast.co.uk. And finally, news of a new gadget. Now, how do you pronounce that? I reckon that's Nabazatag.
N-A-B-A-Z, Nabaz, Nabaz. Tag. Nabba's tag.
Nabba's tag.
Nabba's tag.
Nabba's tag.
It's Japanese, don't you know? Nabba's tag.
We've got it, okay.
Onion is negi.
Okay, now you remember the Furby?
Gizmo wannabe.
Exactly. This one is going to be the next big thing. It's a little rabbit, little flappy ears. What this is...
Hold on a minute. What's wrong with a normal rabbit?
Does your rabbit tell you when you've got an email?
I don't get emails. I don't even have a mobile phone. Why would I have an email?
Let me tell you about this Nazab thing. It's Wi-Fi enabled. It's a little thing. It's about as high as a coffee cup. Sits on your desk. Start sending you little messages based on what it's discovering on the internet.
Well, so hold on, you're saying it hears voices, yeah?
No, that's just you.
Oh, right, okay, carry on.
Okay, so it sits on your desk, it has an internet connection over your home Wi-Fi system, and it can download your emails, it can get news headlines for you, it speaks, it's got a voice synthesizer, so it can read weather forecasts at you, travel news updates. It does all sorts of clever things with RSS data feeds, which I'm not even going to start explaining to you. But it can play MP3 files from your computer, can wake you up, it can tell you the time. It can check your emails. And the really silly thing here is if you happen to have two of them in the family, if you've got a his and a hers bunny somewhere in the family...
They sing harmony, yeah?
Their ears wobble in sync with each other when they get married. And you can send... They can talk to each other while you're... It's just going to be crazy. But trust me, this is going to be a really, really big thing. We thought the Furby was naff. This is going to be really, really neat.
Yeah, it's a darkened room you live in, isn't it, normally?
I live in a basement, but please don't tell anyone. Anyway, these little beasties, they are going to be big news. They're out April, May 2006, around £80. Details on our website.
Are they for adults or children?
Yes.
Frequency Cast. Now loading. Focus.
So, part of this podcast is that we have a feature each show. And today's feature is a new piece of technology, of course, as it always would be. And it's the IPTV.
I think, actually, Carl, it's IPTV.
Oh, well, that makes far more sense.
Excellent. IPTV. Now, this is going to be another piece of big, big news. We're really going to see this coming into its own towards the end of this year, 2006, into 2007. And it's television over the internet.
Right.
I can tell by the look on your face, you haven't got a clue why you'd want the internet on your TV or TV on the internet.
Nah.
Okay, let me try and explain this to you slowly. Right. More and more people are connecting to the internet these days using broadband. So the idea now is that you can use broadband to get television over the internet. The real benefit of this is going to be online, on-demand TV. So if you want to watch a particular film, if you maybe missed a TV program, you can just log on to broadband, connect to a TV service, download that to your set-top box, and watch it at a time that suits you.
Like a video. Oh, I've almost bought one.
Okay, so let's try another example here. Imagine you've missed your favourite episode of 24. You've missed it, you didn't tape it, you want to watch it. This lets you log on to a service, download it to your set-top box, watch it whenever you want without having to remember to set the video.
Okay.
So you have a set-top box connected to this service.
Would you like a Jaffa cake?
Thank you. Okay, some of the other good things about IPTV. You get a digital video recorder with your IPTV setup, which allows you to record your shows while you're out. They come with a program guide, so you can see what's coming up over the next 7 or 8 days. And you can also, as I say, download TV that you've missed. It's connected to broadband, so you can get up to 8 meg speeds over your broadband connection. And there's a big race on at the moment to see who can be the first ones out there with IPTV. A company called Home Choice are already running this service in London. BT are about to launch their service called BT Vision, which is due by the end of 2006. And there's also Teleport from the cable provider Telewest. They're up and running in certain parts of the country already. On the 28th of April, internet service provider Namsco are launching TV Max, TV over the internet. Their offering is going to be a UK-wide offering, as opposed to Telewest and Home Choice that are just running in certain parts of the country. The service they're going to be offering includes a digital video recorder with 8-day electronic program guide, comes with a media centre, it also comes with a podcast feed with over 30,000 podcasts. We're hoping Az will be on there somewhere. And it's using equipment from NetGem. Anyone that's in the UK using Freeview might know the NetGem iPlayer, which is a little gizmo for getting your internet connection and your TV all on the same box. So it's looking like the NetGem iPlayer or some version of that will be involved with the IPTV service TV Max. We don't know much about TV Max at the moment, other than it's going to be out towards the end of April 2006, with prices starting for around about £26 a month. We've also heard about a new mobile phone that will be able to cope with IPTV as well, the Dynamatec L950. That's also due out in the next month or so.
Frequency Cast. Now loading. Interaction.
This is the part of the show where we'd like to hear from you. We call it interaction. You can talk to us about a number of things, but we'd like to hear your points of view.
This is the first time we've run this podcast, so we don't have any of your feedback yet. What we are going to do is have a very quick look in our forums to see what people are talking about. Over in our File Save As forum, there's an awful lot of conversation going on about the TomTom navigation system and how to set up speed cameras to show up on your TomTom device. If you'd like a pointer to our step-by-step guide, go to frequencycast.co.uk. On our radio and TV forum, hot topic at the moment is the new ITV channel, ITV Play, due out on the 19th of April. This could or could not mean the demise of Men and Motors. We've done a survey on our page and 83.3% of our visitors say, no more quiz channels, ban them, we hate them. What do you think?
That's it for this Frequency Cast. Now we want to hear from you. What do you want to hear about on next show?
We could talk about mobile video players such as the Video iPod or Zen's Creative Vision M. We could talk about pocket PCs, Windows Mobile, or perhaps satellite navigation, more on HDTV, or perhaps Freeview now that the government are planning to shut down TV in 2012. It's up to you.
Frequency Cast. Shutdown in progress.
Contact us on www.frequencycast.co.uk or phone us on our podline
0208 133 4567 and leave us a message.
Frequency Cast. Shutdown complete.